Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is 8:14, and we're joined by Susan Bourgeois, Louisiana Economic Development Secretary, to talk about Project Lightning Speed. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me this morning.
I like what the governor said about that it's about getting government to move at the speed of business and not the speed of government. Tell me what Project Lightning Speed is.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. That's sort of what we've been saying from day one about how we really have to position Louisiana to win competitively is first and foremost is we need to operate that way. So Project Lightning Speed is really one part of a four-part initiative that we're doing right now. But what that focus is, it's an executive order that the governor issued 2 days ago that basically directs his cabinet to work in conjunction with LED on LED projects and on policies and on activities, if you will, that makes the state and state government responsive to business and their needs, whether it's trying to attract a big project here, support our existing Louisiana businesses, grow our business ecosystem. It really is a directive to make sure that every agency in state government is pulling in the same direction at the same speed, because when business succeeds in Louisiana, you know, Louisiana succeeds.
Tell me what that would look like. For example, and I know the idea is to cut the red tape, but instead of, well, let me check with this agency, let me check with that one, let me check with this one, they'll get back to him, the email will come here before you know it, 6 months have passed, that kind of thing?
Right. Yeah, so what it really came from was a very practical application. We did this when we landed the Meta project. The governor even referenced this in the press conference on Tuesday, that Mark Zuckerberg called him specifically, and Mark said, if other places could do it at the speed and the ease at which Louisiana did it, you know, it would be a very different experience. And so what it meant was that the day we learned that we had this opportunity in North Louisiana for the size and scale of what Meta was looking for, the governor assembled his cabinet and handed out non-disclosure agreements, which, you know, we have to do when we're going through processes like that, had everybody sign it, and then just said, we're all working together and we're all working fast. So as we looked at the site and we needed to make water or air permit determinations, DEQ was alongside us the whole way. DOTD was looking at the state roads that, you know, adjoined the area to see what kinds of capacity issues were going to be there. Every single agency in state government was working at the same speed that LED was working at in that project. And so we used that as the model, because if we can formalize that, right, which we did purely relationally, you know, 18 months ago, but if we could formalize that, that gives Louisiana an advantage that no other southern state has, that ability to do it at that speed.
rather than, okay, well, they've looked at it. Let's get them to look at it. Everybody gets up there one time and looks at it or evaluates it at the same time pretty much.
Exactly right.
That makes a lot of sense.
We all do it together instead of subsequent, right? Exactly.
And I would think also that is there any interaction going on that says, well, if this, then that, and the other guy says, well, no, and then the other lady says, well, maybe it's if that, then this, that kind of thing goes on. I would imagine that would speed the whole thing up, too.
It speeds the whole thing up. So we were doing everything that needed to be done for, you know, any kind of project of those sizes and scales to be, and even policy, right, to really look at funding policies. And if you're just looking at everything through a similar or the same lens, mm-hmm. you just move much, you know, again, you move at the speed of business. The industry would do it. The governor's just saying, all right, now we're going to make sure state government does it as well.
So when it comes to being the Secretary of Louisiana Department of Economic Development, Louisiana Economic Development Secretary, your primary job is what, Susan?
Well, I wish there was one primary sometimes, but actually it's a great problem to have. We call it, it's threefold. Our job is to attract new businesses, to build new businesses, right? Find abilities for startups and to build businesses here and to grow the ones that we have. So it's to attract, build, and grow. It's all about building a business ecosystem so that we have, you know, everyone in Louisiana has the chance at ever-growing wages and prosperity, frankly. So we do that through attracting new ones. But, you know, everybody hears about those. Those are the Metas. Those are the Hyundais. Those are the Venture Globals, right? Those are the big shiny ones, I like to call them. But truth be told, we do just as much work growing existing Louisiana businesses and trying to create a system where people can start businesses here.
When it comes to consolidation like that, that lightning speed, I would imagine that's especially important with existing businesses, too, who have some problems maybe with cash flow or financing, whatever. They need to have an answer pretty quickly. They can't wait 6 or 8 or 9 months or whatever it takes.
Exactly right. You know, it's a great point is that, you know, so much of what our focus as a department has been on is that we need to support the existing businesses that are here just as we want to attract the new ones. We need to make sure all the policies and the incentives and the work that we're doing needs to treat our existing businesses with the same opportunity. And so that time frame, that responsiveness, we've redone, you know, every state has incentives around job growth. That's just a common, right, element to a government when you're trying to do that. We've redone our incentives so that small and mid-sized businesses who are already in Louisiana can participate the same way a new big out-of-state location, you know, someone coming in can. So we're really looking at everything differently and have been for the last 19, 20 months since the governor took office to say, how do we just change these systems, right, these state government systems to be more responsive to and effective for Louisiana businesses.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Man, when I was in college, Susan, all I wanted to do was be on the radio. Now that I'm on the radio, all I want to do is learn about business. That goes to show you, right? Susan Bourgeois, Louisiana Economic Development Secretary. It fascinates me. It really does. We'll talk about attracting new businesses when we come back and maybe some success stories if you have them about this project, Lightning Speed, 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on his Thursday morning talking to Susan Bourgeois, Louisiana Economic Development Secretary, about Project Lightning Speed. And if you're just tuning in, it's a great idea, really, by the governor to, instead of having one department go out and check something, then another department, then another department, then another department, if a company's thinking about relocating here or expanding, right, Susan? Everybody gets together at one time and puts eyes on it, and then there's communication that goes on. If one says, well, what if this, that, then maybe that? Well, we could always do this. And it just facilitates investment and business and makes it as business-friendly as can possibly be. Did I phrase that right?
Yeah, perfect, perfect. And it creates efficiencies inside of government, which is all right as taxpayers what we want to do. But it also, more importantly, as importantly, you know, produces a product that's just better.
It's what we call winner-winner chicken dinner. Just kidding. They call it win-win. So let's talk about, I know you said talked about confidentiality agreements, and I know you can't talk specifically about them, but I presume there are some things in the works that we might be hearing about in the future?
Yeah, there are always things in the works, you know, which is a great, you know, it's part of what I absolutely love about this job, and it's the soapbox I get on all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The time is that the opportunity in Louisiana right now is really, really so much greater than a lot of people realize. And so we are continually doing two things. Number one is we're trying to win those projects, right? So we're working the actual meat of the projects to get expansions, to get relocations, to get the big ones. And simultaneously, we're working really hard to change the perception for Louisiana, right? Making sure that people understand that there is opportunity here. And that's just not for outsiders to come in. That's for people inside of Louisiana to know what the opportunity is from a business perspective, from a training perspective, right? To stay here, to grow here, to make a good living here. So, they're big things. I will say there is no understating the importance of all things energy. And the fact that the future of the world economy is dependent on it, and that's from everything from AI to just pure energy generation for consumption and for consumers and for industrial production. You know, energy is the greatest commodity that we're seeing right now, and Louisiana is so uniquely and beneficially positioned to just take advantage of that from our existing energy assets to obviously, our ability to just the abundant natural gas that we have here and our ability to generate more power. Just I can't underspeak enough for people to understand the opportunity we have in the energy space right now.
And perhaps generate power as well?
Absolutely. You know, Louisiana has a system that's working well in that regard. We have the benefit of watching how some other states have perhaps not done it well, and they're struggling with that now. And Louisiana has the very beneficial and unique position to be in to see how can we not only generate more to relocate more businesses here, but how can we generate power to be a potential grid exporter, right? I mean, energy is an incredible commodity, and how can we do more and more in that space? And a regulatory environment that allows for it is a big benefit there.
Any active discussions of new nuclear plants, or is that anything you can talk about?
Well, you know, not a specific plant, but the governor has been very vocal about his opinion that nuclear is a smart opportunity for energy generation. He started a task force recently with members of his cabinet and others to look at Louisiana's opportunity in all things nuclear and develop an aggressive strategy around it. I think you will continue to hear about nuclear opportunities in Louisiana and how we can participate in the expansion of that, not just here in the U.S. domestic market, but across the globe.
One thing I'm intrigued by, this story from NOLA.com by Ian Salvosa quotes the governor is saying when you and he went to the, and I guess some more people went to the Paris Air Show, it isn't a listening tour. We've listened. This is an action tour. Tell me what that means.
Yeah, well, he was talking about one of the other initiatives we launched 2 days ago is that I and our whole leadership team from LED have committed to doing 800 visits in the next 6 months or so of Louisiana businesses to go in and to tell them what we have to offer and to tell them what action we either have or can take on their behalf. You know, just touching Louisiana businesses and making sure that they hear everything that the state has to offer them to build, to grow, to expand. And so, you know, we've heard it. We've spent 20 months listening to the kinds of things that they need. We're always open to more input, and we're also now taking the step to make sure we're sitting across their desk saying, we're from the state and we're here to help, right, which is not something that you hear very often in government.
But you mean it this time.
That's the action that we're taking. We mean it. And
you mean it this time, yes.
One of the things I like is, I mean it, and we're putting out the numbers so people hold us accountable to us. So that has begun, and just watch us. I can't wait to report to everybody on how those numbers are hitting, that we are in the offices of 800 Louisiana businesses saying, what can we do for you?
Thank you, Secretary Bourgeois. You're welcome anytime you want to come on. Susan Bourgeois, Louisiana Economic Development Secretary. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it.
All right. You bet. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Ronald Surpass about the National Guard and crime. Minute late. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Well, about 157 pounds of fun, actually. 8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker joined by Ronald Surpass, our friend, professor, practicing Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, consulted to numerous departments. You'll see him on TV every now and then pop up as he gives his opinion on this or that. And we welcome him in now as our friend. How you doing, Ronald?
Tommy, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I would be somewhere between fantastic and fabulous. I would say fantabulous.
Yeah, but you're not Ducky or Skippy.
No. Well, no. Not well, yeah, I'd say Ducky. You can call me Ducky if you like. I say Ducky. Tell me about first of all, you know, I always talk to you about perception and reality, and I see this Fox 8 poll that says that voters now, crime is not their top concern. So I'm still trying to figure out where crime is in New Orleans. If it is, because I heard you on a news, our own news 2 days ago saying that, and it was funny because, or not funny, but ironic, because they had a story about a brother that ran another brother over in a road rage incident, two teenagers in Arizona, I think it was, and I thought about Cain and Abel, and you talked about the Bible, and people have been killing each other going way back when, and I put those two together, and there's no way to eliminate crime completely, totally, ever, right? I mean, that's just human nature. There are people that are going to hurt people. There are people that are going to get fired up in relationships and kill people. There are people that are going to steal things.
That's exactly right. And what we were talking about in the Fox 8 poll, it, you know, it's great. It's another poll. And I believe in the polls if they're done methodologically sound, and I'm sure the Fox 8 is. But sometimes it depends on what the question is compared to other questions and what's being asked and how the question's written. But what we know from the New Orleans Crime Coalition, which has been doing this for 10 years independently of the government, is that in the city of New Orleans this summer, 6% of the people felt very safe. 48% felt fairly safe. 29, not that safe at all. And 15, not that safe. What that tells you is 54% of the people have a somewhat positive to positive view of safety in New Orleans, but 46% don't. And that's what a police chief, and at least I thought I always focused on. Of course, we talked about the uniform crime data, but you and I've mentioned before, the uniform crime reports from the FBI is only one part of the story, and it's nowhere more than half of what the story is. So when people are asked to say, am I safe in my neighborhood? Am my family safe in my neighborhood? Can I go into other neighborhoods? That's what really drives this ultimate question. Does the city feel safe? And B, I agree. I mean, in Nashville, I'm very proud of our time in Nashville. We polled the public independently every 6 months for 5 years. Our overall satisfaction never fell below 70% of the value of service that we provided there. But we never got more than 25% that ever felt totally safe in the community. So that was the magic number. What part of this community can we do a different job in?
But Chief, so, yeah, I would also let me just jump in for a second, because mm-hmm. I would have to guess that some of those people that answer that question don't walk around the city, don't go from neighborhood to neighborhood, that they just sit there and they watch the TV and they get frightened and afraid from what they see. If it bleeds, it leads on TV, and maybe that affects their opinion, or am I making stuff up?
Well, no, you're actually very close to what the research tells us. There's a company called Pew Research. They're very well respected. They're thought to be bipartisan, like they're down the road. Here's mm-hmm. what they tell us. In the United States of America, you caricaturize crime. 72% of Americans base that on what their friends, family, and neighbors tell them. About 70% base it on what local news tells them. So you're right. I think you're right there, but the other one mm-hmm. is equally as important. And guess what? They don't trust politicians. Mm-hmm. The local public, you know, this is what Pew says. They don't really trust political leaders to discuss crime, because the public can see through that one party or one part wants to say it's bad for whatever their reasons are. The other part wants to say it's good. So bottom line, count on how the people learn about crime, and it's their friends, families, and neighbors, period, the end. That is the highest draw of their attention, and it's been like that for my entire career, by the way.
And the political part.
I was chief when crime was going down, we thought, and people thought it was going up, and you can't change their mind just because you say it.
Right. The political part of it is either I'm going to create a situation that doesn't exist that I'll save you from, or I have saved you from a condition that existed. Either way, the people are suspect. Let me pick it up here. We'll come back 8:51, 9 till 9. We'll talk about the National Guard specifically, and President Trump and Governor Landry, and are they needed or not, or will they make a difference? Traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Ronald Zerpass about law and policing and National Guardsmen. They're not commissioned law enforcement officers. They don't have the authority to make arrests. The president thinks that the president's going to be the presence of the National Guard would be a visual deterrent to criminals. And Chief, just yesterday I was talking to a friend, and on my timeline on the phone came up pictures of the Sugar Bowl after the attack and all of the presence that was on Poitras Street. And I never have felt safer. But I don't know if that's possible to do every day, and if that's where the real crime is occurring. Tell me your thoughts on that. You've studied this for your life's work.
Well, you know, the people in New Orleans are very used to seeing the National Guard here. Super Bowls, sometimes the Big Sugar mm-hmm. Bowls, sometimes New Year's Eve, so it's not uncommon. The governor of New Mexico, who's a Democrat, called up the National Guard to assist local law enforcement in 2025 in April to help with traffic control, securing crime scenes, visibility. Very common, not enforce the law. In 2024, the Democratic governor of Illinois called up Guard to help the local police with the Democratic convention. Mm-hmm. And the Democratic governor of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, called up the National Guard to help for the convention. The question isn't that the Guard does not provide assistance. They provide assistance with traffic control, point control, helping deliver food products after disasters. It's become a totally politicized thing, because there are examples of Democratic and Republican governors over my entire lifetime who have used the Guard for either planned major events or spontaneous disasters to relieve the police of some of these position control, traffic control, so the police can go do crime fighting and peacekeeping. Mm-hmm. So it's really become a tremendously over-politicized issue, because even the people who are complaining the most right now as we speak about the National Guard going to cities, provided they're not doing police work, arresting people, they themselves have done it in the last year several times.
There's no special event or natural disaster, I guess, in New Orleans. So I'm asking you, would they be of help here now?
If they provide assistance to a department that only has 900 people when it should have 12 or 1600, and those protected officers, those guardsmen are not enforcing the law, but maybe they're doing crowd control or traffic control or being a visible deterrent, and the police are freed up to go do more of the police work? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been done hundreds of times in my career.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.